Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 8th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our next featured patron, so head over to patreon.com/thegamersin, become a new patron, or upgrade your existing pledge to get a shout-out all month long. Looking at the Gamers In, as expected, I have pretty much, been focusing purely on the PlayStation 5. I mean, it is a brand new piece of hardware, and I've been looking at it for a while, been trying to get one, finally have one in my hands. I spent a good chunk of time after recording Gamers In, last couple days after that, just kind of getting everything situated here. I got all the games, all my PS4 games sort of transferred over on an external drive, and those seem to be working quite well. I've been jumping, back and forth between a bunch of different games, just kind of testing out the features and whatnot. I actually just platinumed Astro's Playroom. That was a fantastic experience. It's a smaller experience, but I think, as a pack-in game, it's a solid. It's probably, not since Super Mario World have I truly enjoyed a pack-in game. I'm trying to think of another. Wii Sports was nice at the time, but, looking back, I'm not like, oh, I want to play Wii Sports. But Astro's Playroom, I feel like could be fun to return to, in generations to come and still have a good time with it. It's pretty solid gameplay with some really cool nostalgia to look back at old PlayStation stuff. I mean, if you're into that sort of thing. I mean, if they did that from a Nintendo perspective, I'd be all over it. That would be super cool. But I've been playing Miles Morales, still sort of plugging away on that. I think I've settled into just kind of that's going to be my, background game for just looking for things to do as I slowly clear out New Game Plus. I think it's going to end up being one of the last trophies I need to get a platinum with Miles Morales. But I am also still playing around with Control Ultimate Edition, which was a PS Plus game in February. And I just started playing, I believe it's pronounced Marquette, which is a March PS Plus game. It's the PS5 game for this month's PlayStation Plus offerings. And it's similar to, similar to like Bugsnax, I guess. It is a cross-generation game. It's available on PS4 and PS5. The free version is PS5 only, so again, very similar to Bugsnax. You don't necessarily need to play Marquette on your PS5. I don't think the PS5 is doing, anything crazy above and beyond that the PS4 couldn't do for this type of game. But it has been an interesting experience. And, if I had recorded this yesterday, I would have said, yeah, it's a pretty standard puzzle game. It's a bit, I don't want to sound like, mean, but it's a bit of a, I don't want to say sappy. It is a little bit of a sappy sort of like love story type thing. It's a story about these two people, these two partners, and it's kind of like going through their sketchbook and you're doing puzzles and you're unlocking sort of discussions between these two. It's voiced by a real life couple, Bryce Dallas Howard. You may know her from Jurassic World, and she directed a couple episodes of The Mandalorian. I can't remember the guy's name, but I think it's her real life partner. So they do have that really good rapport in their sort of back and forth conversations in the game. You don't see characters. It's just sort of VO happening in the background. But as you're traversing through the world, you're getting sort of you're reliving as if someone was telling you their love story, right? As you solve puzzles, you're getting writing on the wall, kind of telling a story of like, oh, here's how we met and here's our first kiss and all that. And then it kind of gives you voiceover moments where you have the two characters, it's reliving one of their memories. So I think one of them was like when they first met at a coffee shop, and it's all done from this perspective of the idea being it's from the sketchbook. So everything you see in the game is sort of a representation of what they've done in their sketchbook. And there are actual moments where it is like sketching on the screen, usually accompanied to the voiceover from the two actors. you know, it's a fun game. It's interesting. It's pretty bare bones in terms of puzzles. Like, I'd say it's one of those games that tried to, like, chase after Portal when Portal came out. Feels very much like that. But I think the really cool part is the integration of the PlayStation 5's sort of hint system. So it's built into the PlayStation software, where you hit the PlayStation button and it'll pop up these title cards. And in Marquette, so today when I was playing, it shows you, like, oh, here's where you are now. And if you in the top right corner, you'll see this, like, little hint. In the top right corner of the card, you'll see a light bulb, and it requires PlayStation Plus to see the hints. But if you got this game for free through PlayStation Plus, you're already a subscriber, so it's not a big deal. So when you click on the card, it'll say, like, oh, you can watch, like, a 15-second clip to give you a, not really a hint, but more like, here's what you need to do. You can do that, or you can read, there's, like, little step-by-steps on the hint card as well to kind of tell you what to do. It is a puzzle game, so as soon as you, if you're stumped, usually you'd go to Google and search, like, Marquette walkthrough chapter whatever, go to the page, figure out what to do, move forward, and you know, I have limited time on my hands, and if I want to finish a puzzle-based game, I'm not going to sit there racking my brain for hours or to sleep on it, because, like, got other things to do, and I want to play this game right now, and I don't want to be stumped. So it was kind of a really interesting use case for this hint system, and I can see, like, oh, for puzzle games, developers know, like, oh, if they're just going to look it up, we might as well offer them the ability to see these hints. And it is far enough removed that you're not being accidentally spoiled because you have to click through a couple times to see the hints. And it's really helped me out of a bind. And of course, it's one of those moments where you watch the hint and you're like, oh, I should have known that was the way to do it. Okay, fine. And in a game like Marquette, where they don't really explain, like, up front what the mechanics are of the puzzle solving, the hint system was really helpful. And I actually used it in Astro's Playroom as I was trying to find a puzzle piece. Turns out the puzzle piece was, like, the video hint was, like, turn the camera around and you'll see it behind you. It's like, ah, great. Huh. Well, anyways, I'm continuing to enjoy my time with the PlayStation 5. I think I'm very close to needing sort of a PlayStation 5 new experience, because really everything I have is kind of either PS4 games I haven't finished or PS4 games I loved and have finished that have, like, PlayStation 5 enhanced stuff. So I am planning to pick up Valhalla very soon and continuing from my PC adventures. In the news this week, a couple of headlines heading into this recording. You know, big news, not big news, but big rumors broke about finally more, how do I put this, more solidified rumors that Nintendo is going to be putting out a Switch Pro 7-inch OLED screen coming this year. Screen is 720p, so similar to what you have now on your Switches. But the dock goes to 4K. So when it's docked, you'll get 4K, up to 4K resolution on your TV if it supports that. This is all rumors. Nothing been announced yet, but it's based on some supply chain stuff, so it's looking very likely. We'll probably talk about a Switch Pro on the show this week. Other news, Artifact. Speaking of games that needed to be sort of rebooted, similar to Anthem, Valve has announced that Artifact is no longer. They were planning to offer a upgraded version of the game, a full reevaluation of the game. And they got pretty far, but just due to the lack of players and lack of interest, it's been about a year and a half of them working on it. They've decided to basically release what they've got done and move on. So similar to Anthem, actually not similar to Anthem, at least Valve here is giving us something new. It may not be the final product of what they were planning, but it's still something. So yeah, pour one out for Artifact. Another A game tossed aside. So we'll see what comes of that. Moving over to Summoner's Call, I'm actually recording this before Summoner's Call, but I know we're going to talk about more Three Houses, because there's new heroes being added, have been added to the game from that part of the franchise. Three Heroes now has more heroes joining Fire Emblem Heroes. I don't know why I explained it three times, but I did. Also, we are going to be continuing our game club with three houses, but no calendar for the coming week. So I really don't know what's coming around the bend. Although I'm guessing, you know, from a very minuscule standpoint, we will have at least a new Resplendent hero to sort of talk about. But it could be one of those quiet weeks. I think we, with new heroes now, special heroes probably not due till the end of March, early April. So, but we should have a calendar this week and know more about what's going on in Fire Emblem Heroes. So stay tuned. All right, now looking ahead at the games coming out, Stubbs the Zombie and Rebel Without a Pulse. It's getting a remaster. It's coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. That's March 16th. Look for a new episode of Zombies Ate My Podcast shortly after that episode. Lou and I will be covering Stubbs the Zombie, me having played it for the first time, and Lou revisiting the game after, what, how long has it been? A decade since the game came out? It was an Xbox game, so quite a while. Marvel's Avengers is getting its next generation version on March 18th. I'm probably going to check that out. I have the PlayStation version, so I'll be able to check it out on the PlayStation 5. I'll let everybody know. It Takes Two, coming to pretty much everything but the Switch on March 26th. Monster Hunter Rise, getting some love, or giving some love to the Switch on March 26th. And that's about it. Those are the highlights. I mean, I've obviously omitted a bunch because I've already gone through the list a couple times. But I'll continue to take a look out if anything gets announced for March, and we'll talk about it here. That is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.